Hello, fellow Aussies. I'm Paige Estrotori, bringing you another edition of the Weekly Insurance News Wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. Let's dive into this week's headlines. Starting with the upcoming federal election announced by Prime Minister Anthony Albanese for May 3rd. This announcement has prompted the Insurance Council of Australia, or ICA, to reaffirm its call for comprehensive risk reduction strategies. The ICA has put forth a hefty 16 proposals which aim to increase insurance affordability. Their headline proposal is a $30 billion fund designed to protect us from floods, our costliest natural disaster. However, the recent federal budget appears to have disregarded these proposals, choosing to focus on short-term cost of living relief instead. So, to improve coverage and lower premiums, the ICA is pushing for the abolition of state insurance taxes. Their hope is to influence the next government to adopt their Advancing Australia's Resilience recommendations. The ICA is determined to usher in substantial resilience investments that would bolster Australians' financial security. In other news, there have been big developments in the legal realm. Insurance giants Allianz Australia and AWP Australia have been hit with notable penalties for misleading insurance claims. The Supreme Court of New South Wales found the companies guilty of promoting inaccurate benefits to their travel insurance customers between 2016 and 2018, leading to a substantial $16.8 million collective fine. This judgment follows extensive scrutiny into financial misconduct by the Royal Commission. Echoing their call for stringent compliance reviews, the court ruling emphasizes transparency in financial product marketing. It also sends a potent warning about the perils of misinformation, urging the industry to fortify compliance frameworks to avert legal and reputational risks. Another legal milestone occurred when the Australian Financial Complaints Authority ruled in favor of owners in a Lyft vandalism dispute. They overturned an initial decision by Chubb Insurance, who argued that the damage to lift ropes in an apartment block was due to poor maintenance rather than vandalism. The panel ultimately judged that Chubb's evidence was unsubstantiated, ordering the insurer to comply with the original claim. Finally, the New South Wales government is taking decisive action against the controversial practice of claim farming. With the introduction of the Claim Farming Practices Prohibition Bill 2025, the government seeks to ban unsolicited inducements for filing claims and prevent the sale of claim referrals. This initiative serves to protect our vulnerable individuals, particularly survivors of abuse, from unscrupulous exploitation. Penalties for violations remain severe, with offenders potentially facing up to a decade in prison. And there you have it. Another week in the world of insurance neatly wrapped up. Stay ahead of the game with Financial Services Online, your go-to for personal and business insurance. Find us at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrotori, signing off until next week. Stay safe, Australia.